Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across the region is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Jerusalem has clear skies. Haifa is enjoying a pleasant breeze. Perfect conditions for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal. Sources tell CNN the Israeli prime minister is using right-wing media and friendly senators to pressure Trump as Israel resists Lebanon's withdrawal. This is coming in from I-24 News. Also, the IDF has published a map of southern Lebanon deployment. The military says troops are operating up to 10 kilometers inside Lebanon. They aim to remove threats and protect northern communities. This report comes from Ynet. Also this hour. In the Trump deal, Iran can keep ballistic missiles and receive billions of dollars. However, they must give up nuclear weapons. President Donald Trump stressed this earlier today, as reported by Forward. Separately, a perspective piece highlights Israel's turbulent times. Despite setbacks, the article suggests Israel is moving forward. This is from the Australian Jewish News. And finally, outrage grows as a UN investigator suggests probing every IDF soldier who served in Gaza. Danny Dannon, an Israeli politician, calls it an attempt to stigmatize the military. He posted just minutes ago on social media. Here's what people are saying online. Danny Dannon, a prominent Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago. He criticized a UN investigator's call to probe IDF soldiers as politically motivated and a troubling double standard. David Keyes, former spokesperson for the Israeli Prime Minister, posted that it was fitting the Memorandum of Understanding was signed with Macron present. Al Arabiya English shared images of the US-Iran Memorandum on social media. They confirmed the document's accuracy, which they had exclusively published 2 days earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's efforts on the Iran deal. CNN reports that the Israeli Prime Minister is leveraging media and political allies to influence US policy. This move comes as tensions rise over Lebanon's withdrawal. Netanyahu's actions could shape future negotiations between the US and Iran. Turning to the IDF's map of southern Lebanon, Ynet reveals that the military's operations aim to safeguard northern Israeli communities. They are taking proactive steps to address security threats. This deployment underscores ongoing regional tensions. Meanwhile, the Trump administration's deal with Iran allows ballistic missiles but bans nuclear arms. Forward reports that Trump emphasized the importance of preventing nuclear weapon development. This agreement marks a significant moment in U.S.-Iran relations on the economic front. First, Nucor aims to rebuild identity security. CTEC reports the company has emerged with $66 million in funding and plans to compete with Microsoft and Okta. This could reshape the identity security landscape. Separately, Kaltura has launched a digital avatar to promote workplace inclusion. Ynet Business notes it coincides with Pride Month and uses AI to challenge unconscious assumptions. This innovation highlights the intersection of technology and social issues. And finally, Elbit Systems has barred Chinese models from its vehicle fleet. Globes reports this decision follows similar moves by the IDF and Israel Aerospace Systems. It reflects growing scrutiny of Chinese involvement in sensitive sectors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.